ever stop to think about the many different kinds of living things there are in the world about us? There are plants and animals on the land, in the air, and in the water. These living things are very different in appearance.
Take it all apart, piece by piece. Reverse engineer, now add more grease. There's so much to know that we don't know yet. Why give up? Why give in? Why settle and rest? The future belongs to those who seek. The teacher often learns when the students speak. Gather all the data as much as you can. Collaborators, innovators, mice and men.
Then we place the slide on the stage of the microscope. And we lower the lens carefully.
Skeptics scrutiny and pick it all apart. There's a lot in the head and even more in the heart. Acacia, Gaia, and the energy fields. Quarks and atoms and the things that we feel. It's all information, the needs combined. Binary's a weakness to further define. The future belongs to those who seek. And even teachers can learn when the students speak. Gather all the data as much as you can. Collaborators, innovators, mice and men. Gather all the data as much as you can. Collaborators, innovators, mice and men.
Looking through the eyepiece, we adjust the microscope and focus it. These are living cells.
The future belongs to those who seek. The teacher often learns when the students speak. Gather all the data as much as you can. Collaborators, innovators, mice and men. The future belongs to those who seek. The teacher often learns when the students speak. Gather all the data as much as you can. Collaborators, innovators, mice and men. The future belongs to those who seek. The teacher often learns when the students speak. Gather all the data as much as you can. Collaborators, innovators, mice and men. The future belongs to those who seek. The teacher often learns when the students speak. Gather all the data as much as you can. Collaborators, innovators, mice and men.